Bump, set, spike. It's time for high school volleyball on Kansaland Radio. All the hard-hitting serves, spectacular defensive plays, and great teamwork on Kansaland Radio. Your place for Northeast Kansas high school volleyball. High school volleyball on Kansaland Radio is proudly brought to you by our area sports boosters. Now we head to the court for the action.
Yardham, 103.9 here. Crittenden Prophet, Brandon Fatman, and Kirk Tillman back in studio. The battle of the unbeaten for tonight. It's the Horton Chargers taking on Jefferson County North, also the Chargers. Horton coming into this one, 10-0 in the league, 18-9 on the overall. Jefferson County North, 5-4 in the league, 8-12 on the overall. We talked about the league standings, the regionals. Both of these teams, they're competing right at it. Horton, they beat Jackson Heights just a game ago, 25-20, 25-15. And then, of course, we saw Jefferson County North open the night with a sweep, 25-17 and 28-26 going to overtime. Brandon, give me some keys here between these two teams. We saw the dominance in the Horton Chargers with Kabia, Huffless, and Chartier for JCN. We saw Riley Thompson, Blake and Kramer, and then Taylor Schrick.
Yeah, and I think I'll start with Jefferson County North. We said before the night started, Jefferson County North, again, they have had a piece or an outright league championship in every year since 2019. Well, it's in danger. They're, you know, sitting here, they're still 5-4. They're not mathematically out of it. But with where Horton is undefeated, we said that JCN, if they wanted to legitimately keep themselves in this thing, they would have to go 2-0 tonight. Well, they got the first half done, beating Jackson Heights. Horton obviously took care of business as well, winning in straight sets. So, again, the Chargers of Horton, we're going to say Chargers a lot, obviously, but Horton, they have a huge opportunity to really, not mathematically put it away, but it would be really hard for them to give it up the way they've been playing this year. And Jefferson County North, if they want to at least sniff a piece of it, they're going to have to be close to potentially winning out and getting some help. But it can happen, but it needs to start with the Chargers finishing off, giving Horton their first loss, and going 2-0 here at home tonight.
Well, great stat I like to throw out. I threw it at the beginning of this game. Horton beat Jefferson County North for the first time in the NNKL earlier this year, the 2-0 sweep in the set. Jefferson County North is 33-1.
Wow.
All time in the NNKL against Horton. Horton trying to sweep JCN this year. Piper Chartier here to start the serving for the Horton Chargers. Chartier, she had a ace and six kills against Jackson Heights in the last game, and now here going. Schrick blocked up at the net. Quick block and point here from Carly Huffless to start the scoring for Horton.
Boy, we talk about Huffless and Chartier. Those two are massive in the last win against Jackson Heights and simply picking up where she left off.
Picking up also Chartier here with the serve. Taken back from Johnson. Johnson will also have the spike get over from the backcourt line, and she sends that one too far deep and starting here 2-0 lead for the Chargers, the Horton Chargers, here promptly.
Well, just like the first two sets against Jackson Heights, started the first set against the Cobras 5-0, and then they scored the first two against the Cobras in set two. So, again, getting off to quick starts, that is something Horton is certainly used to.
Horton, a lot of things getting used to now, and that is one, the winning culture here. Schrick popping it up. Johnson now the serve over, and that one again on the hit too far to the back row. Behind the backcourt line, that makes it 3-0 for the Horton Chargers. They come out here with a swifter and bigger lead.
So Huffless, the early block in the first point, and then the Chargers of JCN have come back with back-to-back airs.
Some high heat taken here on the serve over. Johnson gets it over on a free ball. Huffless, Chartier, back to Huffless. The spike up off the net, barely getting put over by Bell. Rung it up, though. Here, now, big spike, put down, and kill shot for Lydia Link, the senior.
Well, the first official kill in this matchup here, Lydia Link getting involved, one of the four seniors once again leading the charge, paired up with the one junior, three sophomores, and the one freshman.
I talked about the seniors. That leadership grows well here on this Horton level. That's their dominance for this year. Schrick pushing it over with the right hand. Pushed up now. Big kill shot opportunity for Huffless. It was not put down. Schrick getting it over and mishandled off the hand of Piper Chartier. First point for Jackson County North.
Well, two things. One, they needed that, get on the board. And two, now Schrick will get credit for that. I mean, there wasn't a lot behind it. I think Chartier just kind of like a wide receiver taking their eyes off the ball before completing the catch.
Taylor Schrick here back to serve, getting it over. Well received by Sturton. Sturton comes to send it over on a free ball. Set up nicely here. Back to Riley Thompson. Thompson for the kill. Can't get it. Carly Huffless with the finesse. And it's going to get blown dead. Violation. And it'll be given to Jefferson County North. Back-to-back points here for him.
I think they got Huffless there on top of the net as she was trying to put one down.
Well, she gets quite aggressive up at the net. That's what especially you want to do here. Schrick to serve over. Kabia to receive. And now here for the spike, trying to put it down with Bobby Becker. Johnson sends it over, right hand. Piper Chartier to Huffless, and that's a kill shot. Could not be defended by Karina Johnson, the sophomore. That ends that little two-point run.
Yeah, 5-2 now, and first kill for Huffless. She had five kills in each of the first two sets, and that sweep over Jackson Heights, and already a block and a kill here early on in this first set.
Hernandez back to return. Now Johnson coming up. Trying to be defended by Huffless. It goes right through the wickets, and that one goes straight down for a kill.
That's Karina Johnson, the sophomore. Good spot, middle front of the net. Fought it through the hands of Huffless, the defender. Found the opening in between the two lines.
All you need to do is put a little bit of heat on it and a little bit of accuracy, and you blend up some nice herbs and spices for the kill. Here back, Lake and Kramer. And that one just goes straight into the net. That is some herbs and spices you don't want to blend up.
Well, I'm curious, what's a good herb and spice and what's a not good herb and spice, according to Crendon Prophet?
Well, I don't mix anything. I just drink water.
That's fine. Okay.
There's my take.
Some people put electrolytes in their water, so, you know, that's great. Something.
I'll put over now here. It's on the Horton side. Piper Chartier sending it over on a free ball. Dug up nicely. Here from Kramer. Sent over by Johnson. It's going up to the net. Excuse me, the light. That's a point for the Chargers. It was ill-received from Horton.
Well, I'm going to give credit that point. You won't maybe see it on the stat sheet as much, but Lakin Kramer, the sophomore, had that diving save that kept it alive. That ultimately led to Thompson putting it away.
Yeah, major dig right there. Kabia back to get it for Horton here. Huffless, the spike. Was it tagged up?
Nope, too strong.
And no, too strong. Schrick pulled her hand right away, just in time. Now a little bit of a stretch of a run here for Jefferson County North. We're down 6-3. Now we're down 6-5. They're coming back slowly but surely.
Sometimes slow and steady wins the race. We know this.
Well,
kind of depends.
Doesn't win my race when I'm against my brother, but here, putting this one right into the net, Jefferson County North wiser.
Shout out Kyson.
Shout out
Kyson, your brother.
One of the fastest in northeast Kansas. Huffless just over the net. Set up nicely here for Johnson. Johnson, and it's deflected off the hand of Coverstup. Coverstup not able to cover that one up. It goes backwards. And now Jefferson County North, the Chargers, take the lead for the first time tonight.
Well, again, right now, Horton at 10-0 in league play. Jefferson County North sitting at 5-4. You don't mathematically eliminate yourself with a win or a loss, but we talked about the importance if JCN can somehow go 2-0 tonight.
Flattner sends this one over. She's now back to serve. Chartier trying to put that one down. Oh, and it's piping hot for the kill.
Went across the top of the net. She was front right. She was looking kind of like back left corner, and it just skids off the top of the net, and it kind of just slowly rid the top of the net for maybe 5 to 6 feet and then finally just landed in a soft spot where nobody was there for JCN.
Here, it's 8-6. Horton leads now. Johnson set up opportunity here for Schrick. Blocked up. One-hand dig. Put down by Lyra Weiser.
Yeah, Weiser gets her first kill here. Makes it 8-7, but boy, Chartier had a really good one-handed save to keep that one alive for Horton. But again, ultimately it was the sophomore and Weiser getting that point for JCN.
Here, getting it over now. Bell put up opportunity here for Becker. Becker, who's blocked, it's back into her hand. Now on JCN's side, Schrick on the left side corner, blocked down by Coverstup, but out of bounds. It's a point for JCN.
And Coverstup was in the right spot. I mean, you really couldn't have defended it any better except just keeping it inside the line. Did what she had to do, but just unfortunate, couldn't keep it inside the line.
Bell, in on the serve here. Deflection from Weiser. Set up. Schrick, going to the back row. It's dug up nicely from Sturton.
Here, back
on JCN's side. Now right into the net, Carly Porter. Ported that one right into the harbor, a.k.a. the net.
Yeah, Porter getting the sophomore, a little antsy on that one. Again, just kind of leaving the feet too early. It's hard to get it over when you're on your way down and trying to spike it.
Just need good positioning when trying to get it over here. Weiser gets it over for JCN. Chartier, huge kill shot. Finesse, not too much heat. Right hand put down on the near side corner.
Comes up to it aggressively. Kind of looks like off the cusp. She's going to go in for a massive kill. And then just again, a little finesse, a little tap. Finds the opening, puts it in a perfect spot.
Cameron Cabilla back to serve. Received nicely from Johnson. Schrick here. Too much heat. Watch out to the bleachers.
Shout out to the man in the K-State shirt. Take one straight off the tummy. Told you, if you're not paying attention, you're going to take one.
You're
right on the back line here.
Got to be careful. Cabilla still serving here. Schrick back to return. Put up nicely here for Porter. Now deflected back. Porter, again, a chance to push it over. She gets it. Huffless the link. Now to the back row here, the JCN side. Schrick back the dig. Kept alive from Horton. Piper back on her side. Huge kill from Weiser. Sending that one back over the net.
I think it'll go down as a block for Weiser, but nonetheless, it equals out the same way and a tally on the board, getting back to within 11-9, but stops a little bit of a Horton rally.
Here now, back to serve Weiser. Dug up nicely from Kabia. Piper, the kill, taken nicely from the back row, now from the front to Schrick, and too much heat to handle for Horton.
Well, Schrick, the story here right now, a consistent play from the sophomore up front. Three kills here in this opening set. JCN hanging with it right now, just down one.
Going down by one, still serving, Weiser. Huffless setting up wing, going for that right side, same spot here for the last kill shot that the Chargers got. And that one sets up now, 12-10 here.
That was Link again, it goes down as a kill, but it was kind of more laid to rest, if anything.
Orton trying to lay to rest. JCN right now, Johnson puts it over. Piper Chartier, Kabia. Now Hufflet sends it over with the right hand spike and not able to return it as the back row of Jefferson County North. Now 13-10.
It seems like, really, and even going back to the Jackson Heights matchup with Horton, anytime the opposition against Horton made a little bit of a run, Horton was very quick to put a run right back on him.
Sending it over, Bell. Chartier setting up Hufflet. You've seen that duo. Plenty before, you've fainted in succession. There, a kill from Huffless and the assist from Chartier.
Huffless now three kills, forcing a timeout here, 14-10, three straight for the team in blue.
We'll take a timeout here, too. We'll be back in 30 seconds here on 103.9. Leading 14-10 is the Horton Chargers.
Roger Hauer with Kellerman Real Estate, online at kellermanrealestate.com.
At Kellerman Real Estate, we're often asked, how is the real estate market? While times are different with higher interest rates and a shortage of inventory, it's still a great time to buy and sell property. Consulting with an agent is more important today than ever to understand how you can best position yourself in this market. At Kellerman Real Estate in Holton, we are ready to accompany you on your real estate journey. After all, we live, work, and play where you do.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. Brandon Profit, Brandon Sabin, Kirk Kilman back in studio. We saw the boys in blue win their game earlier, but right now it's the girls in blue who are right now in the lead. Horton Chargers over Jefferson County North, 14-10 here in set number one.
Well, the Chargers again, they scored the first 4 points here in the first set. Since then, we have been split 10-10.
3-point run here for the Horton Chargers. Johnson, Schrick pushes it across. Kabia back to return. Chartier, Huffless, and that time the connection once again. So we just saw Chartier to Huffless, and there again you see it once more.
It's like the old school combination, Steve Nash to Amari Stoudemire back in the day. Or just name a great PG forward combo, and that's kind of the feeling I get with this combination with Chartier and Huffless.
Great setup and opportunities to succeed. Johnson hitting it over. Chartier with the dig. Kavia now hustling. Kill shot attempt in the back corner. It's returned. And it's still going here.
What a save by Blattner.
Chartier pushing up. A violation. And we called against JCN.
Boy, that's unfortunate. Blattner, an incredible just throw your hand out in desperation to keep one alive, and somehow did for JCN, but didn't get him a point.
Strick pushing it over with the one hand. Now a punch of the ticket from Chartier over on JCN's side. Set up here for Strick. Strick to the back row, and the Heat not able to be handled from Ayla Sturton, the sophomore.
Gets launched up about eight rows deep. 16-11. Stops the run, and Horton had been on a nice little tear there, but the Chargers of JCN trying to not let it get away by too much more.
Trick sends over. She had three aces in the last game against Jackson Heights. Sent back over here, but too deep for Bobby Becker. But this was in 16-12.
And just one of those ones where you mistime your jump, and you're going down at the same time as the ball's coming down, and you just don't get your full hand on it, and it's not a cleanly crisp hit.
Sturton back to return here. Blocked back, reflected on JCN's side. Strick sends it over on the push. The ball here from JV's side, but play will still resume on the varsity court. And hitting it straight into the net is Hufflett. Goes to the line judge on the near side, getting rid of that JV ball to let the play continue.
Yeah, Hufflett's pretty sure fire tonight, but that time just a miss hit.
Strick sends it over. Three-point run here for JCN.
And the violation, Chargers didn't get, and I say Chargers, I'm talking about Horton, didn't get set in the right way. They're going to give one up here. Now all of a sudden from 16-10 to 16-14.
Four-point run here for the Jefferson County North Chargers. Trying to charge fourth, take this lead.
Charges.
The Charges. Charging it up. Chartier. Hufflett trying to put that one on the back line, and it is in by a foot. Beautiful Heat.
That is five kills now for Hufflett here in this opening set. That stops a run.
Hufflett, she had nine kills, a block, and an ace against Jackson Heights here, already dominant. And talk about that. She has a block at the top of the net. Assist there also, number 11, Lydia Link.
Good combination there between number 10 and number 11, Hufflett and Link. Back-to-back points after that four-point spurt by JCN, and the lead back to four.
Becker sends it over. Set up opportunity here for Thompson. It's blocked, but deflected again on the Horton side by Thompson, credited with the kill. 18-15.
So Thompson led the team, or at least up there in the kill category, in that first matchup against Jackson Heights, and three kills here tonight so far. I feel like we haven't called her name as much. But she's going to have to get JCN going here.
Mike and Kramer to serve it over. Becker. Chartier Link sends it back over JCN's side. Thompson bouncing off the net on the Horton Chargers' side. Sturton spikes it over with the right hand. Thompson back to return it back to Horton. Kabia to Link. Link sends it down. Kramer pushed over by Schrick. Long rally here brewing between both teams. Sturton, far side, sends it on an angle shot. Here, JCN trying to return it over. Has to get it over on a free ball. It's Riley Thompson. It's successful. Big spike here, put down by number 10, Carly Hufflett, the senior.
Boy,
what a rally.
David
finish.
Schuler is upset. He thought that was a lift. And I'm not going to say I disagree with him, because there was a little bit, kind of an extra palm push, and the JCN sideline did not agree with that being a point for Horton. And he's still looking up at the official over there and just trying to get some kind of an explanation. So that was, first off, that was probably the best rally we have seen between the two so far. And David Schuler, again, he's been around the block, and he still kind of wants an explanation on how Hufflett didn't get called for a lift. And now, I don't know if this is regarding that play, but the official's now huddling up.
And they're going to talk it over again. You mentioned it did look like maybe a carry. She,
yeah,
you know, she
kind of. I think they had
that in her hand.
They had an argument, I think, and I don't think I've ever seen Coach Schuler that animated, you know, on something, unless it's. And they do change the call. So, good job by the officials. They get it situated. I think that's the right call. I'm pretty sure it looked like that was the right call.
I believe so. You know, that's just a great job from head coach David Shuler on being able to, you know, argue his reasoning properly to the officials and getting that call overturned and puts the team closer within this one.
Again, one, I think it's the right call. Two, great job by the officials. They kind of stop play. They say, okay, it's not, you know, there's no such thing as a challenge. You know, you can't challenge a play, but that's essentially what we got. You know, Shuler kind of pleads his case. The official kind of thinks about it. They go talk about it and ultimately make the change, make it to the right call. Again, I think we both agree that certainly was. It wasn't a steady hit, and Hudflis has been dominant here, but it takes a little bit of time sometimes to get the right call, and I think well played on all sides, but right now it should be, that should swing it back to 18-16, although it's still showing 19-15 on the scoreboard.
Cuffsup comes in here for Horton Chargers, taking the bench as a libero, Cameron Cabilla. So we also had a little bit of delay for some substitution changes on Horton's side. And
I think they need to get the scoreboard right, too. We've had issues tonight. We've called out a couple points missed in the first match tonight and doesn't ultimately decide any of the outcomes. But if we get to a regional tournament.
And that's the case. That's just not something.
You can't
that,
have it. No. You can't have it. Can't be missing points. I think they're still trying to get the scoreboard figured out. Should be 18-16.
Should be 18-16, and right now they got the 16 up there, but we don't see the 18.
Yeah, they still got 19. Now they're figuring out the rotations, but it should be 18-16. It should be.
Should be. That should be the fact of the matter. Haven't seen it get adjusted. It's still 19-16. Again, we're waiting on what their...
Well, that's the point that they got before the lift, so that point has to be taken off.
Or also, both teams get a point, I guess.
Man, Horton's catching a break. If it's 19-16...
Well, right now, 19-16, it will stand. Hufflitz, the spike here. Schrick, dig, now up, sent over by Weiser. Cabilla back in it now. Covers up, just taps it across. Opportunity for Riley Thompson. She sends it. It's deflection to the backcourt. Sharp tier. Hufflis. The spike down on the line. The far left side near us. And now it's 20-16. So they keep that point. They gave a point to both teams.
Yeah, they didn't take the point off. We'll see if that affects anything. But, yeah, Horton should have 19. For sure.
Hufflis sends it across. Put up from Bell, tried to be spiked down by Thompson, and Thompson puts that one in for a kill shot.
That's her fourth kill. Again, you got to get her name going. If you're Jefferson County North, she tends to be the leader up front. And, you know, Hernandez is the lone senior, but Thompson's the lone junior. She's been playing since her freshman year.
Yeah, and she has great leadership here on this court. Talked about that in game number one for him here, and a great block defensive play from Taylor Schrick.
Well, I'm just saying, it should be 19-18, but according to the scoreboard, it is 20-18.
Yeah, something that we've just seen all night is scoreboard recording issues. But here to send it over, Gwynn Blattner. Chartier had the bump. She'll have the spike deflected right back to her. Now Becker, Sturton sends it over. Opportunity for Schrick, and it's blocked back to the backcourt line. And Orton gets the point. Great defensive effort up there by both Kara Coversup and then also Sturton.
Yeah, again, Coversup, kind of the lead charge there up front. Defensive minutes.
Staying over. Sturton. Johnson. Bell. Now Schrick. Schrick sends it over on that right-hand spike. Popped up for Chartier, deflected to the attacking line. Johnson sends it over on a free ball. Cabilla, Hufflis, behind the back, set up, pass for Coversup, and she puts that one down. Not able to handle it, but Karina Johnson.
I just think that was one where Johnson needed to let that one go. Again, your instincts take over, and you don't know, but it was probably going to be out. She lets it go, so...
Well, last time we
Chargers
saw
of Horton get a break there.
Last time we saw a timeout, it was 14-10. It was taken from, again, JCN. And now they take another timeout. So they're down 22-18. So, again, another four-point swing. And we'll keep things here, Brandon. this is an important part here with that not only that point, it should be technically 21-18.
Should be 21-18. So if Horton comes out of this timeout, runs off the next three, you know, maybe it doesn't matter. But again, we saw it in the first matchup. There's scoreboard issues. Certain times points are changed and then they're not correctly made on the scoreboard and then they just keep going. And you would think someone at the scorer's table or one of the officials or even a coach or even a parent would even maybe notice that and say, hey, you guys got to take that point off. But again, we'll see. It doesn't matter. But it's happened on multiple times tonight, and that's tough.
22-18 coming right back out of JCN's second timeout. It's set number one. They trail by four. As I mentioned, 22-18. Set up here for Schrick. Schrick trying to go for that kill, that angle shot. Hits the top of the basketball goal. Straight down, and JCN gets that point.
Basically went up under the net and kind of came back down. But again, you play it off the structures here, and it can hurt you or it can help you.
That's what you call a home court advantage for JCN. But here, Chartier on the advantage up on the net, takes a great kill shot and puts Horton up 23-19, up by four, only one away from set point in set number one here. Kabia sends it across. Blattner, Johnson. Now Blattner has to send it over on a free ball. Hufflet setting up Chartier. Chartier deflected. Puts that one back. And it's still going here.
Porter somehow kept that one alive. Wow. Credit Carly Porter, even though it was Schrick with the kill. But Porter throwing her hands out, keeping that one alive. And her teammate Schrick able to get her team within 23-20, even though it should be 22-20.
That was one you thought could have been dead in the water, but JCN comes away here with the point and an unfortunate service error from Lyra Weiser.
Yeah, just right into the net, a little bit late on that serve through, and now all of a sudden match point here for Horton, or set point.
Set point. Piper Chartier sends this one across. Not quite across, goes right into the wall.
Yeah, taps the chest, says my bad. I think she put a little extra oomph behind that. She wanted to emphatically end this first set. Certainly went for the kill shot off the ace, but right into the net.
Schrick sends it over here. An opportunity to rally for JCN. Blocked by Johnson back here on JCN's side. Bell setting up Thompson, deflected back from Becker. Behind the back pass from Becker to Carly Porter, who puts that one down, and JCN now within two, 24-22, a timeout called from Horton. We'll be right back in just 30 seconds here on KNZA.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Set point here, 24-22. Serving it over is Schrick. It's in the bleacher side, but it will be returnable for Horton. Now JCN. Thompson trying to spike it. Deflected for the set win. Bobby Becker secures that one, 25-22 for the Horton Chargers. Set number one, victorious.
Well, good battle by JCN. Again, they got out to a slow start, used kind of the middle portions. They battled back in it. They withstand another Horton run. Horton built as high as a six-point lead, kind of in the middle to late portions, and then it stayed pretty even Stevens. But nonetheless, Horton again just able to battle through some adversity and get this big set one win, and now a chance to put together another sweep here tonight. JCN kind of in backs against the wall mode. They got to put something together here.
Yeah, last time these two teams played is at the beginning of the year at the Riverside Triangular. Horton won 25-17 in set number one, 26-24 in set number two. Right now, Horton leads this match with a set number one victory, 25-22. We'll be back in just a minute here on KNZA.
Dad. Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
In the sports world, offense scores points, but defense wins championships. That's how we should all view our finances, too. Earning money puts points on the board, but saving money keeps you in the game. For a reliable teammate you can count on, turn to DSB.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Brendan Prophet here alongside Brandon Thatman and Kirk Kilman. Back in studio, the Horton Chargers lead this final game of the night against JCN 1-0. They got that set one victory 25-22. It got close towards the end, but Horton was able to come out on top.
Yeah, Horton also had a free point that was supposed to be taken off, but it didn't. Whether it would have, you know, affected anything, I don't know. JCN would have had at least one more shot to kind of keep it alive towards the end, but unfortunately it did not work that way, and Jefferson County North now needing a set two win to force a third. But I'll tell you what, been impressed. We've seen this Horton team numerous times, and they're trying to run away with this league championship. Just a couple weeks left in the regular season, and they can really put a stamp and a arm's length ahead of the rest of the pack if they can close it out here tonight at JCN.
Huffless tipping it over here, and they're going to get Huffless into the net on a lift. JCN will start the scoring in set number two. JCN started set number one down 4-0. Here they start off with a point.
Yeah, Horton's certainly known, especially tonight, getting out to quick starts.
Quick start for JCN. Behind the back pass to Chartier from Huffless. And it will be blocked, but still kept around here on the Horton side. Kabia up for Chartier. Chartier for the kill shot. Deflected. Huffed up here for Thompson. Thompson finds a spot between the defenders, right between number six, Sturton, and as well as Cameron Kabia.
Yeah, Thompson tying the team lead in kills here. It's the first set and change. Trick also has five. Good start for JCN.
Trick sends this one over. Sturton, Huffless setting up Link. Link to the backcourt line. Hernandez. Now Thompson. Thompson on the two-hand push. And great play made from Sturton, just letting that one go out of bounds.
Yeah, literally kind of waited, wasn't sure, and then pulled the hands back at the last minute. It was the right call, and it went just a touch out of bounds.
It's a good read right there. And this time, just too much heat on it from Piper Chartier.
Yeah, it was close. Nearly got the ace on the back line, and this time, good job by JCN's back line to let it go and take the point.
Now, back to serve, Lakin Kramer, the sophomore. JCN, they're up 2-3-1. Popping it up, sending it across.
Went across the line.
Across the line. Second time we've seen that happen tonight. First time was against Jackson Heights. Just need to make sure you know where your footing is before you take flight. Now, back to serve for Horton, Bobby Becker. And that one just barely getting over the net.
Wow, what a save by Bell.
Sent over here from Sturton. JCN side now. Riley Thompson, who gets blocked. But it goes out of bounds for the kill shot.
That was all Anna Lee Bell. Because you have the serve that hit the top of the net, drops in front. She literally drops straight down to the stick, somehow kept it alive. Couple of back and forths, and ultimately Thompson finishes it off. But the freshman and Bell making a great play to get that point.
Only one more to send it back over, and it managed
through the rafters.
Through the rafters like a rainbow from Kabia, and unfortunately, putting that one out of bounds, Lyra Weiser.
Well, they caught Huffless on the net, so JCN will actually get that point. And
well, the first time leading here for JCN over the Chargers, but also the largest lead for him. 5-2. Sent over by Johnson, Sturton, and just blocked. No, they're going to get up on the net.
And it was Weiser this
Weiser.
Time. Yep. So back-to-back errors on both teams, giving up points, and Horton will take that back to within two.
Fortunately, you don't want to give up points, but you're trying to capitalize on a serving opportunity. Lydia Link, the senior. Mentioned her. She's got at least three kills right now. Taking some stoppage. Looks like the officials here are discussing things. Coming over and maybe arguing some reason. Riley Thompson, the junior. And also, Carly Huffless will also come over and talk to the officials and see what's going on. Getting the snoop.
The what?
The snoop.
The
or
scoop?
The scoop. Or sorry, the scoop.
Did you mean the scoop?
The scoop. What's the scoop?
They're scooping up ice cream over there.
Well, they're trying to investigate and figure out something. Again, it's like Thompson and Carly Huffless with the officials in blue. Both teams just trying to figure out. I don't know if this is about the on-the-net issue. Right now it's 5-3. And
I don't think anything changed, so.
Looks like nothing changed, so still 5-3 here. Horton down by two, but Lydia Link here back to serve. In play now. Waiting for that whistle, and we get it. Three dribbles, the spin, and sent over here. Trick. Trick to Bell. Bell Thompson, and blocked straight to the ground. Incredible defensive play from Carly Huffwood.
Yep, covers up in there too. Nice double team action. Really just played that perfectly, and it was a tough one for Thompson. She was leaning away as she was spiking that, and just hit it right into that double team.
Rattling off back-to-back points here for the Chargers. Weiser sending it over, barely dug up. It was a great try to be saved here from the back row, but nonetheless, JCN gets the point off the kill.
A couple of ping-pong shots there, just a couple of hands getting on it, but can't get it back over. Yeah, JCN, you need it, not only just to force a third set, but I think if you really want to kind of keep yourself alive in the league title race, you got to come away with a 2-0 night.
Pushed across from Huffless. Now Taylor Schrick going against two defenders. It's on the Horton side. Pushed over. Two hands by Sturton. Opportunity here for Schrick. And that one might just be on the line.
It is.
It is. What a shot.
Six kills in the match now for Schrick. And an emphatic one here. Perfect spot in the corner.
She had five kills against Jackson Heights. She's had five kills against Horton. So a dominant night for Taylor Schrick. Covers up, sends that one across. It's dug up barely by Blattner. Blattner has to send it over on a free ball. And it is
wide of the pole.
Yep, wide of the pole.
Well, if that post was like 12 inches a little more left where we're looking, that would have been an incredible save.
Huffless sends it across. Johnson, Bell, Bell, Schrick, deflected and kill. Another one for Schrick. Another kill. She's very specific. She's got seven now in the game.
Yep, a couple here in the last few points. I think if JCN wants to rally and continue their momentum here, it's got to be some kind of combination of Thompson and Schrick.
Huffless pushes it up, and it's deflected. But it's right into the net. Yes. Great kill for
Chartier.
Chartier.
Yep. Just got it through the arms again of the defense. Yes. Fourth kill for Chartier.
Sturton, the sophomore, here to serving it for Horton. Only down by two, 8-6. Bell setting up Kramer, and she sets that one. Excuse me, Carly Porter, and she ports that one into the harbor on the back row. And that's a point for JCN. Now up 9-6.
So excited, gets whacked across the face by our own teammate. In excitement, you want to
high five.
Keep yourself from injuring yourself. Not in celebration, but yeah, Porter enjoyed that one.
And they're all
second kill for her.
They're all laughing and getting some smiles. That's what you want to see from a team that's trying to collaborate and take a important win here against this Horton team. Cover step barely saves it over, and that's a kill shot off the right hand of her palm. Not able to get for it. for the save and the dig is Blattner.
Well, you got to credit Chartier for the save. First of all, running out of play and just using her right hand to bop it back behind her, right in front of Covers Up, who finished the job. So that's a big assist for Chartier.
7-9.
Strick! And that one just a bit out.
Just a bit out.
It was close. Fischel right here below us, right on top of it, and was very quick with the call out.
Rare miss for Schrick. Villa sends it over, right hand, and that one's going to go down for an eight. 9-9, now it's tied.
Yeah, we haven't called Kabia's name a ton here in this. Really just triangular in general tonight. We called her a lot last week. Let's just stay steady.
The silent but deadly libero, as you will say. Here, it's going to be a point for the Jefferson County North Chargers. Ball not being able to stay in bounds here as it was sent across.
Yeah, JCN again, just making the right call, letting it go. Close one on the line, but JCN's been good about letting those close ones go.
Great decision making. Taylor Schrick sends it over. Sturton Huffless setting up Link. Link blocks straight back, but she's got a kill.
Good defense again up front by JCN. Just another scenario where you just need your arms a little bit more to one side to get a cleaner hit.
It is 10-10. JCN needs to win set number two to force a set number three. They drop set number one, 25-22. We're here, game three of the night. Popped over from Johnson. Now Horton trying to get it back over and set down on a frozen rope from number 10, Carly Hufflett. Haven't seen her get a kill in this set for a while, but here she goes.
Had a block earlier, but again, the combination, Chartier to Huntfliss, it's been steady as it comes tonight. And much needed there.
Taking back the lead for the first time tonight for Horton, and they extend it with the ace from Piper Chartier.
Well, that time, JCN made the wrong call and should have put a hand out for that one, but they thought it was going to be long, and that thing just dipped at the last second. And again, the far side official right on top of it said, yep, that one's in.
Chartier had an ace against Jackson Heights. And here she doubles up for a two of a kind back-to-back against Jefferson County North.
Couple of big aces here. And now again, they got a run going.
A run going behind the senior and honorable mention returner in the NEKL, Piper Chartier. This one will be returnable and deflected back here on the Jefferson County North side, sent over on a backwards free ball. Piper setting up Link. Link putting that one down. JCN side here. Riley Thompson, two-hand, popping it across. Piper. And that one's going to...
This would be incredible.
Not
Aww.
Be sent back. JCN, they tried to get it back over, but you give the to Bobby Becker, who put it over in the back left corner for the Horton Chargers.
It would have been an incredible third hit. Was all the way to the JV side of the floor, which they are already done. So you were running a long ways to ultimately try to swing one back.
Don't got to worry about no pesky JV balls anymore. And actually, I'll say this is the first time on a broadcast we haven't had a game stoppage because of a JV ball.
There was one time where this nearside judge caught one and just put a foot out and kept one from coming in. But we're going to get a timeout here and go ahead and keep it right here, 14-10.
Timeout. As you mentioned, 14-10. The Horton Chargers are in the lead with this one. They have rattled here four straight once it was tied 10-10. And really, you give a lot of that kudos and credit to the mix of Carly Huffless and then also Piper Chartier. But JCN, don't forget, they were leading this one pretty significantly at one point. I mean, not too significantly, but 8-5 was their last big lead.
Well, we were talking about how crucial it was for Horton tonight if they were able to get a couple wins, stay undefeated, obviously what that was going to do in terms of inching them closer to a league championship. But again, when you look at the regional standings with a couple weeks left, this is a Horton team with how they've played currently, their momentum going here down the stretch. They could clinch maybe a league championship as early as next week, depending on some other outcomes tonight. But this is a team that can creep their way up into a top three seed, maybe in this regional. Certainly a potential trip to a state tournament. Long way down the road, this team, the way they've played from the jump, they have been as steady as they come here in NEK.
And by the way, the second-ranked team or the second team in that standings is Mar Hill. They've already beaten Mar Hill. So this Horton team has
played a few less games, too. So they got They got fewer losses than Horton, does Moore Hill.
So obviously that helps with their win percentage.
So yeah, Moore Hill's a team that could be a top three team as well.
And sent down on the block, Johnson credited with the point. That stops a four-point run here for the Chargers. The Horton Chargers, Jefferson County North now getting back the point. Back to serve will be 26, Lakin Kramer, the sophomore.
Yeah, JCN needed that. Horton was on a nice little run there.
Kramer spins it, gets it over. Kavia, Chartier, Hufflitz, and she's credited with the kill. Not being able to block it into the right direction, both Karina Johnson and then as well Annalie Bell.
Again, you're in the right spot to make the block, but you don't get it on the hand where you need it to keep it inside the lines.
Bobby Becker sends it across here. It's going to be two-hand pushed over by Shrick. Kabia setting up Link, and Link just rides that one right into the net.
Yeah, it's hard when you're kind of leaning to your left and trying to hit it back across your body with the right. Just kind of an awkward jump there for Link and mistiming it, and that's a tough one to get over.
She was still just maybe an inch in front of the attacker's line on the far right side. So, again, with that lean and the distance from the net, just a hard place to get a good spike in. Behind the back tip over from Chartier, Thompson. And they're going to call.
I think over the
violation.
Net.
Yep.
Yeah, Schuler, head coach, JCN on the other side, called it out pretty quick. And officials about a second behind Coach Schuler, but make the right call. And now 15-13.
Coach Schuler has been around for a while, won plenty of championships, leagues, and state in his time. Here, an ace from Karina Johnson. Puts this one within one.
No, they need it. They need a little momentum. Got the students right behind them. Good crowd here still. And JCN, this is very important for them for a lot of reasons.
Here, Huffless. Becker, and that one just comes up awkwardly off the right palm of Bobby Becker. Just a foot behind the attacker's line. This ties it 15-all.
Sometimes when you think it's too easy,
yeah, just too tough.
Too tough.
Here, sending over Johnson. Kabia, back to return. Set up Piper. Hufflitz. It's deflected. That one was going to drop for a kill.
Well, Hufflitz kind of with the double take towards the official because she was kind of close to the net and maybe looking up at the last second. Maybe they were going to change that call, but they did not. And Horton stops that itty-bitty four-point run for JCN.
Well, don't make yourself look guilty. Just play it off cool. Here, Weiser sending it back. Becker, defensively played up by him. Cover stop. Thompson with the kill shot, not able to handle the heat. And behind the attacker line was Lydia Link.
Well, it was tough. Covers up, again, front middle, gets a hand out and just kind of popped it into the air. But instead of keeping it on her side, she set it up absolutely perfectly for Thompson. And if there's anyone on JCN you don't want to set one up for, it's probably Riley Thompson.
It is now
made him pay.
16-16. So it's a tied game here. Blattner sends it over. Kabia gets it back in the back row. Covers up, has to send it across on the right-hand spike. It is dug up nicely from Blattner in the back court. Now here is Spike Schrick. Oh, my God. Save from Chartier. And what a block sent down. No, it's still going. What a rally. Hopless sends it over on the free ball. Taylor Schrick deflected back again here. JC inside almost putting it on the rope with the left hand and a dive. Hopless, but that one went out of bounds. What a rally between the teams.
Not once, not twice, but there were three times where it looked like
it
the play should have been dead. And somehow, multiple times for Horton, they were able to keep it alive, but, man, that was an impressive rally on both sides.
If Hufflitz could have made that, you would have called her a little Mahomey, going with the sideways angle, trying to put that one in, and trying to go for the sideways angle, trying to put it in, covers up, but she goes too far out of bounds, 18-16.
A couple mistakes here by covers up, and hit that one right into Coach Schuler's hands.
Bobby Becker, Hufflitz. Chartier sends over, palm of her hand on the hit. Cut up for Schrick. Schrick, angle shot, going over to the far side of the court. It'll be sent back into the varsity. Kabia to Chartier. Chartier's the one to get it across. Schrick going right behind. Too much heat for Piper. Chartier to handle. And now Jefferson County North is up 19-16. That will force a timeout. And partner, I think we just keep this rodeo
right here.
Heck of a rodeo.
Heck of a rodeo, yeah.
Heck of a rodeo. Schrick again, 3 kills here in this set, 8 total in the match. JCN, they have all the momentum right now. There's a stretch where Horton scored 5 straight and 8 of 9 to rally back. After that, it was a 14-10 Horton advantage, but since then, 9 of 11 have been scored by JCN. You could hear the crowd. I'm sure people at home can probably hear the crowd a little bit more behind us, getting a little bit more juiced up, even though the majority of the crowd is on the far side of the floor, but fans are getting into it a little bit more. JCN's got the momentum. You see a little bit of extra pep in their step coming out of the timeout. And if there's a team I would see not getting rattled, it would probably be this Horton team. They haven't had a ton of adversity. Again, they've only had one other match in what now their 11th league match that has gone to 3 sets. So again, they're used to just sweeping it. JCN wants to send one to 3 sets.
They're used to bringing out the brooms right now. JCN, they're trying to snap it. Keep it in the closet. Blattner sends it across. Cavilla, Piper here. Huffless to spike. Blattner, nice diving and dig from Weiser. Sends it over is Kramer. Chartier, Huffless, deflected kill shot for Carly Huffless.
Yeah, kind of needed for Horton out of the timeout. Again, just kind of stopping that run a little bit. And again, Annalie Bell, the freshman, right place for the block, but again, you don't get your right part of the hand on it to keep it in play.
There's been a favorable position on the left side of the net here for Horton, but unfortunately for Carly Huffless, she's been dominating up on the net, but here at the service line, she has a service error. Down 17-20, JCN a chance to force set number 3.
Got to close it out, though. Still got some room to work with. Can't start taking steps back now if you're JCN. You got to finish strong.
Certain. Chartier sends it across. Dug up nicely from Blattner. Schrick with the kill. 21-17. Up by 4 now.
Well, since it was 14-10 Horton, it has been all JCN since then.
What a comeback for Jefferson County North. Chartier sends that one to the back line, and that one's in.
Yeah, no chance for anybody on that back line to keep that one in play. And well, you see a little extra celebration there for Horton, knowing how important that point was to get a little momentum back in their direction.
Also important here for the sophomore, Sturton, to get a helpful rally and run going for her team. Sent over on a free ball by Weiser.
Huffless
setting up Chartier. Chartier trying to go on that line again. It goes out of bounds this time.
Yep, again, tapping the chest. Says my bad. She knew she had one set up beautifully. Just needed to keep it between the lines. And again, just going a little bit too strong with it.
22-18. 2 points away from set point for Jefferson County North. Chartier, this one, a little misdirection. Sending it over. Taylor Schrick, who's block cover sub, puts it up. And that'll be sent over another backwards hit from Becker, but back on here the Horton side. Covers up, going to the back left corner. Here, set up opportunity for Johnson. Johnson, that one sails out of bounds. Good little rally put together by both teams. Horton comes out on top with it.
JCN was pleading that it was deflected. I don't believe it was, and their plea to the officials will not matter.
Well, Cabilla's already got one ace here tonight. See what kind of run she can get going for the Horton Chargers. Horton trying to look to improve to 11-0 in league play and then 19-9 in the overall. But right here, we're going to have another plea to the officials. It's on the JCN side. It's their players who go up to the far side official. And
the other official says, hey, come on now.
Thank you.
Hey.
Let's get
going. I get the plea, and again, from our angle, we probably have a little tougher angle from seeing it, but at least from where I'm standing, it didn't look like Horton touched that one. Could be wrong.
Sabia sends it over.
Blattner.
Bell, the one ringing it here. He's for the Horton side. That's Piper Chartier.
Huge block. Getting help in there as well from the sophomore, Becker. Don't look now. It's 22-20.
Don't blink.
Not that
you can really blink. You're just listening to the radio. You're just listening.
Well, you can still blink. You can still hear us.
Having an eye staring contest with us back at home. But here, staring that one down, is the Horton backcourt line. And JCN sends that one out of bounds.
Yeah, Karina Johnson had the chance for the kill, and again, just a little too much momentum behind it and sent it long. Good job by Horton to let it go, and now a timeout, and it's all of a sudden you blink. You can still hear us. 22-21.
We'll be right back here in 30 seconds here on KNZA 22-21.
If you feel like you're just a number at your current bank and want a more personal banking experience, this is your sign to choose the Farmer State Bank. I'm Hannah Deegan, Assistant Vice President.
And I'm Katie Henry, a teller at Farmer State Bank. We are happy to help any small businesses, local clubs, or school organizations to get set up with checking, savings, or money market accounts.
Making it easy to choose Farmer State Bank as your community bank.
That's what I like about Farmer State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
22-21, Kabia set to serve here for the Horton Chargers. JCN is only up by one. They just called a timeout as the Horton Chargers were able to rattle off three straight once it was 22-18. It's now 22-21. Just mentioned Bell here to Johnson. Back row now here, Sturton. Set up opportunity here for Chartier. Chartier pushing it back now here on the Jefferson County line. Trick sends it over. Now Horton, Link, Hernandez, JCN, Trick pushing that one down. Barely dug up and saved by Hufflett. Chartier finding an open spot within the defense. And that one ties it 22-all.
Well, I will give... It'll go down for Chartier for the kill. But Hufflett is the one that kept that point alive.
Oh, Huffless had an incredible dig just right in front of the attacker's line. And I'm not sure if that ball should have even been played, but regardless, it was. Kabia, service ace, to put Horton up by one, 23-22.
Well, it was Blattner, the sophomore, who was on the back line, who went right out. I mean, again, you don't have a lot of time to react. And again, on the fly, you think, maybe I can keep it in, but...
Kabia sends this one across. Blattner, this time, is able to get it, sending it across. And for the kill is number 18, Karina Johnson, ties this one at 23-all. Man, both
well,
of these
partner, 23-23. Sorry to cut you off there, but
oh, no.
Just letting people know that we got a good one here.
Oh, we got a good one.
Yeah.
This is perfectly fine.
JCN needs it. But Horton's battled back. They've scored in five of the last six.
Jackson Heights have been the only team this year in the NEKL to get Horton into three sets. See if JCN can do it here in set number two. It is 23-all. And JCN gets the point. The kill from Riley Thompson.
That's her fourth kill here in this set. Eight overall in this matchup. And
set point.
And it's going to be set point.
Out. Partner, we'll keep this rodeo still here as we're lassoing along. 24-23. Man, JCN, these Chargers have rattled away here in set number two.
Well, you got to credit one Horton because JCN, again, had a big run. This really, number two set, has been a battle of runs. I mean, once you got to about 8-5 early on, you had a stretch where Horton scored five in a row and eight of nine, and JCN came back with eight of 9 points themselves, and JCN at one point, 3 of 4 to lead 22-18, and then right after that, five straight for Horton. And then back-to-back here for JCN, a chance to force a third set.
Trying to force a third set, like my partner just mentioned here, JCN. Kabia, Huffless, Piper Chartier, block, digs it up with the right hand. Link barely sends it across.
Wow.
No, she couldn't. It was deflected. Chartier, now she gets it across. Now on the JCN side, Riley Thompson trying to go for the spike. Link.
What a dig Huffless. There by Link to keep it alive.
Link on the spot to send it across. Now Riley Thompson deflected back from Chartier. And some players on JCN's side are falling apart. And the game is tied.
Boy,
24-all.
Thompson, beg your pardon, was in the perfect spot but just lost her footing and then fell down. And behind her was Bell but couldn't back her up in time. That was a chance for JCN to win it.
Chartier, that one straight into the net. An opportunity to try to put Horton up by one, but here down by one. 24-25, set point for JCN.
I don't think you see that too often from someone like Piper Chartier. Time and score, and
Boy, that was a chance, and you give a free one up. Now JC and another chance to win it here.
Lake and Kramer sends it across. Huffless, Chartier, back to Huffless here for just the push across. Hernandez in the back row. Set up for Thompson, Kabia, Chartier, Huffless. That one, far left, going to set number three. Jefferson County North beats Horton Chargers 26-24 here in set number two. And for the second time in this NEKL season for Horton, a Northeast Kansas League team has forced a set number three. The only other one was Jackson Heights
last week.
So Horton here is going to have to battle this one out against JCN. What a game. We'll be right back in just 30 seconds here on KNZA.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You're tuned into the MSC Sports Radio Network. Upcoming here, set number three in our final matchup of today. The first one to go all three sets. Horton Chargers taking on Jefferson County North. Horton won set number one, 25-22, and a clincher at the very end. But JCN at one point in set number two was down 14-10. Then the game became tied at 22-22. JCN, they had to call themselves a timeout when it's 22-21. Horton, they got ahead. They got ahead at one point.
Yeah, they had a chance. 23-22.
And then it was tied 24-24. And then rattling out the last 2 points straight, JCN to win by two.
Remember Chartier again when it was 24-24 had the service error, which again, probably don't see much from her at this point in her career, which again set up set point for Jefferson County North. But credit the Chargers, man, of JCN. They, again, we're down, middle portions. Horton was going on a nice run, and again, JCN rattled off 9-10. Or correction, 8-9 at one point. And then just stayed the course. Kind of rode the crowd of the momentum as well. You can hear the crowd into it, certainly. And now we get one more set tonight. As, again, Horton trying to stay undefeated in league play. JCN certainly would love a 2-0 night to kind of keep themselves at least alive for the time being in this league race.
Well, not only is it a battle between the teams, but a battle between the outside hitters. Taylor Schrick with 9 kills here coming into set number 3 against the Chargers. Carly Huffless with 9 kills as well. She's got 18 total kills here on the night. What a day that Carly Huffless, the senior, is having for the Horton Chargers. But again, she was kind of mute there in set number 2 for Horton. Might see her a little more here as Horton, they'll start the serve at set number 3. With Piper Chartier, Blattner back to return it. Bell, Johnson here. Chartier up to Huffless. Huffless, angle shot, dig and saved by Hernandez. Pushing it over. Porter. Huffless, spike, and that one will go down as a kill. Huffless earns the first point of set number 3. Who else better?
Yeah, she's had just a fantastic night. Second time in the three sets that Horton takes the 1-0 lead.
Chartier sends this across, dug up and sent across and blocked. Oh, they're going to get number 5, Bobby Becker, the sophomore, up on the net on Horton.
Yeah, she knew it. She did it, landed, kind of had the face like, ooh, I think I went over there, and yep, they called it. So Kind of knew it herself, but.
I mentioned it earlier. You're going to commit the crime. Don't look guilty doing it.
That's fair. She looked guilty. Not going to lie.
Trick. Sends it across. Chartier, now Huffless. Huffless dug up from Schrick. Set up opportunity here just off the fist of Thompson. Pushed across by Chartier. Hernandez digging up in the back row. Pushed for an opportunity, and opportunity proven with the kill, Riley Thompson.
Adding to the totals, 4 kills in set one, 4 kills in set two. First kill here in set number three.
And Thompson, 9 kills total here in this game against Horton, but in a total of 15 kills on the night. But JCN with a service error.
Yeah, that was Schrick. Wishing she had that one back. That's such a fantastic night.
Well, we've seen both teams with their top players, just some mental errors that you really don't expect to see. You mentioned the Chartier one that gave the set point to JCN. And here we're going to see another service error back-to-back from either team. Bobby Becker sends this one into the net for Horton. Now 3-2, Jefferson County North lead. Serving here, Lakin Kramer, the sophomore. Couple of spins, still spinning, just like a globe. Sends that one across. Set up, Chartier, Sturton. High arc into the air on the push across. Thompson sends that one right into the net. Size this one 3-all.
I think she needed to be a little bit up with her jump, maybe just a second sooner. I think she just waited a little too long on that one.
Again, Horton, a 2-0 swept in set. Last time facing JCN earlier on in this year. This one, set number three. Both teams getting a piece in the action. Link, Chartier, Chartier, Huffless. Putting that one down. Hernandez not able to take the heat in the back row.
Now Huffless again. Couple kills here early. Horton's got their first lead as well. Outside of 1-0.
Back to
so
serve.
Second lead. My bad.
Lydia Link, the senior. She's had a good night. And that one.
Oh, you jinxed it.
Yeah, that's the commentator's curse. Should have kept me a color, Brandon. I wouldn't have said it.
It's had a great night. Proceeds to hit it right into the net. If you don't think the announcer curse is real, then I just, I don't know. I've seen it proven one too many times. Not going to lie.
Maybe.
Not every, I'm not saying it's 100%. It hits at a good rate.
It's just when I'm doing it. I think
that's
fair. I think that's the majority of the time. But here, nearly a great block. From Weiser, it's getting pushed across.
Wow.
And barely gotten over by Sturton. What a play.
Just punched it over.
Thompson deflected back onto the Horton, the JCN side. Deflected once back again, but this time it's on Horton's side. They get across. It's Huffless. Bell sending it over with some ease on the push. Chartier, Huffless. Huffless sending that one down. That one's a kill shot that goes all the way to the motel far backside into the fourth row of the stands.
You should have said the motel row six. Motel 6. You know what I mean? I think that was row 6, probably, that where that ball went into.
I think so. Here, 1-point lead, 5-4. Huffless sends it across. Weiser. Now Bobby Becker, Huffless, Sturton, and that's a kill shot. Not able to handle it. Karina Johnson, 6-4 now. Horton leads.
For the last 5 for Horton. Sturton getting involved there. And Huffless, couple of kills. Sturton adds to it.
Huffless, couple of times dribbling. Spinning the globe, sending it into the solar system across the court here. Thompson sends it over with that one. That one also reaches just outside the galaxy far, far away. That's a point. For Horton, 7-4 now. Lead by 3, Carly Huffless. Still back here to serve. The spin. Sends it across, and that one's going to be an ace.
Well, the referee took one off the shoulder there.
Some great toughness from the referee, and a timeout will be taken from JCN as 8-4, the Horton Chargers lead. We'll be right back in 30 seconds here on KNZA.
Wouldn't it be nice to know your local pharmacist. Well, at Medical Pharmacy in Holton, you know everybody in the building. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon. Take advantage of numerous services with delivery and a drive-thru on the north side of the building. Contact them at 364-2114. Medical Pharmacy is here to ensure you get your medication in a timely, safe manner. Medical Pharmacy in Holton, your locally owned, locally operated, and locally loved pharmacy, 1 mile north of Holton, adjacent to the Holton Hospital.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We're back here, Cram Profit, Brandon Tappan, Kirk Kilman back in studio. JCN down 8-4. Horton leads. JCN just called a timeout. Out of the last 6 points, Horton has ripped off 5 of them.
Well, if you want to look back, it's actually been 6-7. So
6-7.
Horton's been on a nice little run here. Well, the second time in league play that they have been forced to a third set.
And here, another point here goes for Horton. They're up now 9-4, 5-point lead. They are rattling some success now.
Yeah, Chartier there, good spot, helping out, covers up in front.
The spin, getting over, Flattner, Trick putting it up for Weiser. Across here on the Horton side. Chartier puts that one down and also makes Lake and Kramer do the splits in the process.
Now Chartier back-to-back kill shots. Good assist by Hutfliss. Set it up beautifully. It's gut check time here for JCN. It's still very early, but Horton's got all the momentum right now.
Hutfliss sends it across. Dug up nicely. Put back on the JCN side after the block from Chartier. And what a kill shot from Molly Thompson. Carly Hutfliss drops down to a knee, just couldn't handle the heat. Now 10-5. There's a 1 point, 3-3 in this set number three, but now going on a run here, but we'll be stopped briefly from JCN at 10-5. Spinning, cycles it over, Bobby Becker. To Hutfliss, to Chartier. Chartier puts it across, dug up nicely from Blattner in the back row. Trick sends it across, and that's going to be a kill. 10-6.
That was all Blattner. That looked like that point was about to be for Horton in a straight horizontal dive to keep that one alive. Blattner, center back part of the rotation, and that ultimately led to JCN getting that point.
Speak about Blattner, they're on the serve. Hutfliss, covers up, puts that one between the defenders, between Blattner and Karina Johnson.
Hit him with the changeup.
I was just about to say, the changeup or the, in softball terms, the screwball. Sent that one just right in beautiful motion. Here, Certain. Dish from the serve, gets it over. Bell, setting up Schrick. It's deflected off the hands of Coversup and lands right in front of Kapia. That's a point for JCN, 11-7. Flip it backwards.
Yeah, first kill here for Schrick in set number three. 7-11. You got to say it. When it's 11-7, you got to say 7-11.
7-11, down by four, looking for the fill-up here for... She sends it across, and she's got the ace. That one just got sent right into the far side, hanging unit that carries the volleyball net. Now 11-8. Bell brings it across. Covers up, smacks it across. Now on JCN side, Schrick pushes it, covers up, great defense. Putting it back on JCN side, Schrick again, but covers up on back-to-back block. Gets that one in for a point for Horton, now up 12-8.
Boy, Weiser took that block off the face. Covers up, emphatic reaction, I think, enjoyed seeing how that one played out a little bit.
Kabia back here to serve. She's had an ace in each of her games tonight. Just one apiece. That's the libero, number 9, Cameron Kabia, the senior. Just one of the 4 seniors here on this Horton team. Couple of spins, dishes it over, barely just skips over the net. Coming in, Porter, and that one gets set up nicely. Nice little push for the kill for Ness. 12-9.
Matt Porter getting involved now. Got a kill in each of the 3 sets, including a big block in the last set.
Oh, a field goal lead, 12-9. Certain, Hutfliss, Chartier,
Backing that one to the back corner. It was
almost landed in the basketball hoop.
That would have been extra 3 points. Maybe two. Not sure where the 3-point line is here.
That should
but
be a rule.
Link puts it across. JCN on their side. Free ball sent over from Schrick. Hufflett pushing it up in the air and trying to go for the backcourt line, but just too much air underneath on it. Bobby Becker, 12-10.
Now, once again, just set up in a great spot, literally center front. I don't know if you could have teed one up any better and just put a little too much on it.
Just over the net, and no one was on the right side of the court up on the attacker's row. The closest player was Chartier, but she was still 3 feet from the back court line. So now 12-11 after the eight. Getting it, Weiser. And Weiser, why be ever the wiser? She's got back-to-back aces here to tie things 12-all.
Well, remember when I said Horton had the momentum and JCN need to do something? Well, since then, they've scored, do my math right here, 8 of the last 10. They have certainly heard me up here.
JCN, Hufflett pushes it across. Schrick pushing it. Link, Chartier, Hufflett back to Link. Now, big opportunity for the kill shot from Schrick, but Schrick sends that one too far in the back left corner here. Horton up now by one. Breaks that tie, now 13-12.
Those ones that it just looks like it's set up perfectly. You can just tell by the reaction, especially there for Schrick. Knew it, she hit it long, and I think knew that, man, I just had a perfect one set up, and just let that one get away.
That one barely gets over for Chartier on the serve. Johnson, and she gets the kill. Not able to be defended from the front row unit from Horton. Ties this one 13-all.
Halfway through it. Tie one here in set three. Horton trying to stay unbeaten.
We got a great one here. Horton has not lost to an NEKL opponent all year. They come in tonight 10-0 against league opponents. Bell setting up Thompson. Thompson for the crushing kill. Wow. Thompson has been a menace.
She opened up a can of crush.
Can of crush.
Like crushed soda, right? Isn't that a thing, crush?
Doesn't Kurt back in studio owe you a couple of those?
Oh, he owes me a house or something. I mean, we're way beyond the soda.
Well, here, Owen Horton, a great kill shot, and successful Carly Hufflett. Now ties us 14-all.
Well, she's good for multiple kills per match, or per set, I should say. Three here.
Yeah, she's got over 20 kills on the day. Barely getting across, could be an ace, and it will not be returnable. Horton, nice serve from Bobby Becker.
Been a little quiet here, Becker, in this third set, but a chance to certainly help her team out here if she can go on a little bit of a run serving. Well, no, never mind. There's the curse again. Right when I say she needs to go on a run, she shanks it OB.
Yeah, I was going to say, she isn't the only Bobby who's had some success today. Bobby, you had the RBI to give the Royals that 1-0 lead over
Witt.
The Orioles.
That's right. Go Royals.
Go Royals.
Playoff baseball is back. Chiefs are undefeated. Good time to be a Kansas City sports fan.
Woo. There. Back to serve. Lake and Kramer. Side 15-all. And just getting over the net. Hufflett. Great. Attentive IQ to keep that one alive for Horton. JCN pushing it across here. Thompson with the spike. Deflected. But they're going to call, I believe, Hufflett up on the net. They will.
Her reaction does not agree with the call. I'll say that.
Oh,
she did not
priceless.
Think that was right. She did not believe she committed a violation.
Blake.
But nonetheless, it is 16-15.
Blake and Kramer gets it across. Becker, Chartier, set up for Hufflett, but Hufflett swipes that one far left.
Almost looked like it could have been a lift.
And there you go. Horton, they call a timeout. Horton has an opportunity to lose their first NEKL game this year.
Again, undefeated. We talked in pregame, and we'll continue to mention it as long as we're still here, the importance of tonight. There was a reason we came back here after last week. This will be the last time for us. We got a couple of Big East League tries over the next couple of weeks before we dive into regional play, which is less than 3 weeks away. I mean, it's going to creep up really quick. We're already into week five of high school football. That's past the halfway point of the regular season. So, again, an opportunity here for Horton. If they can come back, JCN's got good crowd behind them, good momentum going. Right now it's 17-15 lead, but we have seen the way this Horton team can put runs together. And again, we said it, JCN needed a 2-0 night if they realistically wanted to kind of keep themselves in it. And they are, what, 8 points away from doing that?
They are 8 points away from match, or 7 points away from match point. But in set number two, remember, JCN was up 22-18. Of course, JCN still be able to put the set away, 26-24, but nonetheless.
Horton made him sweat it out, at least.
Definitely sweating a little bit here, and the sweat, well, go a little further. Kill shot taken from Riley Thompson and succeeded. 18-15, JCN
lead. Yeah, four straight now. Obviously a good start out of that timeout. That's what you want to see, just keeping the momentum going, because if you're Horton, you take the timeout to stop the momentum, yet JCN continues to build on it.
Michael Kramer sends it across. Bobby Becker sends it right in the air. Kapia, backwards pass. Barely kept alive here on the Horton side. Sending it over on a free ball is Sturton. Set up. Thompson deflected. That's a kill for Thompson. Back-to-back kills for number four.
And four kills down here in this set. Four kills in each of the other two sets as well. If consistency is the name. Yeah, what?
The four-for-four combo.
Yeah, there it is. JCN continues to ride the momentum out of the timeout.
And here, not able to send it across, is Lydia Link. And now, within 4 points of match point and five of a victory, is JCN. It is 20-15.
Here's your chance. Here's your chance to really kind of put things away if you're Horton. Or I should say JCN, beg your pardon.
Uplet. Setting up Sturton, and Sturton sends that one too far north.
I think that's actually south.
Oh.
Actually, I don't know.
I mean, if you go far enough.
I don't know. It could be north. I don't know. We get the reference. Hit it too strong. But, hey, how about this run? Seven straight for Horton. Or, correction, JCN. Eight of the last nine.
Upland. Chartier sends it across. Hernandez. Bell, Thompson with a two-hand push. That one, too much air under it, makes it 21-15. The spurt
closer. It was closer than it originally looked. It looked like it was going to be, you know, pretty far past the line, but it dipped down there again. Great job by the official making the right call. But it was close to the line, though.
Sinking ball almost got in here. Thompson puts that one right into the net. Excuse me, Johnson puts it into the net for JCN. It's now 21-17.
I think you credit Huffless there with a block. That was well defended. She was in the right spot and helped ricochet that ball down.
Couple of dribbles, sends over. Hernandez getting on the dig. Pushed up here. Chance for Thompson. Digging it. Huffless, but passed it to the wrong direction. Went east, needed to go west to her teammate, Chartier.
Needed to pull out the compass.
Maybe. I'm making up directions.
You're not making up east and west. Those are two factual directions.
Weast and Nice.
Yeah, there you go.
And Thief.
Yeah.
Going all over the place.
Yeah.
22-17. JCN with the lead. Two away from match point. Three away from victory. Huffless puts that one down for a kill.
Maybe the most emphatic Huffless kill here in this third set. And now, four now, along with a block. 22-18.
Not only does she have the kill, but she also has this serve. A couple of dribbles, a spin, sends it across. Will be returnable. Sent over from Schrick, Kavia, Huffless, Chartier, barely kept up. Thompson, right into the net. 22-19, Horton is still in it.
Back-to-back points for the last five have gone to Horton.
Horton trying to complete a comeback in set number three, trying not to take their first loss in AKL play and not trying to drop any further in regional standing. But here, they're going to be even closer as Weiser is not able to send it across, instead into the net, and they get a timeout taken from JCN. It is 22-20. JCM still leads in partner. This one's come down to, again, the wire. We got probably the greatest game that,
well,
the JCN team has played all year in terms of importance.
Yeah, well, again, you know, I get always a chance to chat with Coach Shuler prior to, you know, our broadcast, and he understood coming into this year that it was somewhat of a rebuilding year. You know, this is a young roster that he has, lost a ton of talent, and we'll mention it, continuing how dominant they've been in this league over the last 4 or 5 years, 6 years, you know, haven't been out of the league title race since 2019. You know, they're in the middle, well, above the middle of the pack right now. They're not mathematically out of it, just how crucial it is, again, to keep themselves in the race at least another week if they can hold on here. But again, Horton, three straight and five of the last six to force that timeout.
Well, trying to hold on here and hold on to the line is Holton. It's on their side of the court right now. Huffless pushing it across. Bell setting up Thompson in the back row. That's going to go down as a kill. 23-20, a point away from match point for JCN.
Thompson now, five kills here in this set.
And she'll actually come out of the game. In will Gwen Blattner will come. Just getting a nice rest on the bench. Might only be out for a point. But Blattner, she'll be back to serve. Becker, Huffless setting up. No! Oh, catch
wow,
up by Chartier. A save on the ground, but still getting it across. Chartier. Horton making this one close. Kabia, the save.
Unbelievable.
Chartier, cover sup, barely gets that one down. This is a rally of the ages.
Someone's got to get there.
Kabia. Chartier.
Unbelievable.
Oh, my gosh. She finds the back corner for the kill shot. It is like filleting fish down there with the way they were flopping around. But Horton managed to get multiple crucial saves and come up with the point.
That was impressive on a lot of accounts.
On every account. Schrick. Blocked by Coversup. It's 23-22.
Oh, boy.
This one, momentum is riding. A chance for Horton to tie it. And here, for the first time in this game, Kirsten Smith, the freshman, spins it.
Big time
spot. Over the net.
A lip. I think they call a lip.
They're going to call a lip. It is now tied. 23-23 all.
Boy, how about the freshman? Seen her only one time tonight, now coming in the most crucial point in the game and being asked to serve.
It was 22-18 at one point. And again, this was also 23-20. But now it is tied 23 all. Step opportunity for Schrick. And it's going to be a kill. Now 1 point away. It's match point. 24-23. JCN with the opportunity to take down the Horton Chargers for the first time in league play this year.
I think you got to finish it now. You're JCN. I don't think you want to give Horton a point here. We'll make some substitutions. It'll be the freshman, Annalie Bell. Just keep it in play. I'm telling you to serve, just keep it in play.
Well, time will stop momentarily here. Piper Chartier, she's going to tie the shoe. And also trying to tie things up is also Horton.
Yeah, good call. That is accurate.
So, Chartier, she comes up, smiles. The shoes must be tied. That's a...
There it is.
Okay. Here, for the game-winning match point, or it's possibility to tie. Huffless sends it across. It's too long. JCN wins it in set number three, 25-23. What a comeback from JCN after dropping set number one, 25-22. They came back and won set number two, 26-24. And here they come up by two again, 25-23. We'll be right back in just a couple minutes to recap this one. Again, Crittin Profits, Brandon Tatman, and
they're
coming back in studio. JCN comes up victorious.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com, Equal Housing Lender.
Don't let worrying about the weather bother your peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca today. Beth Dieters can provide you with protection for the hay and grazing part of your operation. Pasture, rangeland, and forage sales closing date is December 1st. Call Midwest Crop Insurance at 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider. Call them today for peace of mind on your piece of earth. 785-334-2767.
Tis the season at Wilson Tire in Holton. No, not that season. It's rebate season. So rev up your savings with top brands at unbeatable prices. Experience the quality performance you trust from major brands like Nexton, Hankook, Cooper, and Toyo. From all season to all terrain, we've got the tires you need to conquer the road. And for a limited time, enjoy exclusive rebates on select models. So don't miss out. Call Matt and Terry at Wilson Tire, 785-362-8473. Or check us out online at WilsonTireKS.com.
We made offers subject to availability. See Wilson Tire for details. Offer ends soon.
Since 1996, R&S Maintenance Service has been a leader in industrial manufacturing support and repair in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, equipment removal and installation, and dumpster service. R&S Maintenance Service is a proud supporter of local student athletes. Visit online at rnsmaintenance.com or stop by off K4 Highway since 1996 in Meriden.
Attention healthcare workers, is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Holton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in two locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Holton, our family caring for yours.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back for the final time tonight here on the MSC Sports Radio Network and KMZ 103.9. Crittenden Prophet, Brandon Tapman, and Kirk Kilman back in studio helping us bring this coverage. Horton Chargers just took a 2-1 defeat against Jefferson County North. They dropped set one, 25-22, and then JCN won the back-to-back sets, 26-24, 25-22. Jefferson County North comes out of today 2-0, major victories, once against Jackson Heights, and again against Horton. Jackson Heights, they beat 25-17 and 26-24, 28-26 over Jackson Heights. But Horton, they got one victory. They had an easy sweep over Jackson Heights, 25-20, 25-15. So Horton comes out of today 1-1, Jackson Heights 0-2, and then Jefferson County North, they come out here 2-0. How major was this today for these teams to come in here with this level of play?
Yeah, I said it with Jefferson County North. Get on the home floor. Opportunity here, just a couple weeks left in the regular season, and if they wanted to legitimately keep themselves in the title race, to kind of keep that streak alive, I felt like they had to go 2-0 tonight, and they did. You know, head coach David Shuler, his girls were ready, and it got tight multiple times throughout the course of the night, but when it got tight, they made the right plays, and boy, this last one, exciting as could be with Horton again, it seemed like Horton was riding a big high, but you felt like at some point, the league is too deep. There's too many other great teams. At some point, you feel like at some point you're going to get one against you. And it so happened to be tonight against JCN. But again, Horton had every opportunity. They won the first set, 25-22. Had multiple chances late in set two to finish it. JCN, a couple of big points down the stretch. Came back, won at 26-24. And then JCN again, steady down the stretch when it got tight. They made the plays when they needed to. A couple mistakes by Horton. But again, so Horton had their opportunity. They were probably due for a loss, let's be real. But they still control their own destiny as they still are out in front, sole possession of first place. Couple weeks left. I mean, JCN, they still need to win and get some help. Horton's going to still have to drop some here down the stretch. The way they're playing, I don't know. I mean, again, they're 10-1. So, you know, will they lose two or three times here in the next 2 weeks? I don't know. I would say probably not. We've seen them the last couple of weeks. I can't imagine that being the case, but Horton still controls their own destiny. Couple wins for JCN. Not only still kind of keeps them in it, but regionals as well. They got to get themselves up. That kind of, because again, they came in as the fourth worst, but they had the fourth worst record overall in that regional. Couple of wins here, you might move up a spot or two. If JCN can find themselves middle of the pack, you know, in a couple of weeks in terms of the regional, might help with getting themselves an opportunity to get better matchups. So it was big for JCN in all accounts, but it's still Horton's league to lose.
It is. And right now it's also Horton's league to win. Right now they dropped to 10-1 league play and 18-10 overall. For Jefferson County North, they improved to a nice 6-4 in the league play and then 9-12 on the overall. But a fact I threw at the very beginning, JCN came into this year 33-0 in games against Horton in the NAKL
era. Still the
era.
Most incredible stat maybe you have ever come up with.
And Horton, they took their first win in the NAKL ever against JCN in that matchup earlier on the year at Riverside, where they were able to sweep them in straight sets. In fact, that was the first time Horton ever won a set against JCN since 2018. But with that kind of historical dominance that JCN's had over Horton, it kind of lingered here tonight, especially with a home crowd advantage. JCN rode that momentum, and they won two out of the three sets, won back-to-back sets, 26-24, 25-23, barely. And I mentioned at the beginning of the night, if you played all these teams in the NAKL, you played all these teams in this regional that they're all in, everyone will have a chance to win. If you play
for sure.
them 10 times, 20 times, someone's going to come out victorious every time. But with that all being said, Horton Chargers come out today 1-1 in this triangular. But again, 10-1 in the league, 18-10 on the overall. Jefferson County North, they go to 6-4 in league play and 9-12 on the overall. Jackson Heights, they drop to 8-3 on the league record and then 13-8 overall. The only team who comes out tonight winless on the games. That's all here we have to say. You've tuned into 103.9 KMZ and the MSC Sports Radio Network. Again, shout out to Kurt coming back in studio, Brandon Tatman, and me, Crennan Prophet. That's all we have here. Thank you.